Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamflett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Raw, but also SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT Dubai. AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by the Dudley Boys to look ahead to the Raw before WrestleMania.
Mega super excited for this, or at least one thing on the show. Two, actually, but one thing especially.
3 hours, you know, that's value for money. Yeah. It's value for your time.
There is one of them, we don't talk about this enough, viral posts, you know, like the Samoa Joe promo that like that goes around every now and then, about how WWE's roster was so stacked, we don't talk about this, and it was the go-home show to WrestleMania 18 when you had The Rock and Austin versus the NWO, and I'm very aware that from a historical point of view, that was way bigger than the match we've got tonight. But the idea was you put these two massive storylines together and delivered in and of itself a pretty major match that down the line you could have saved, or with stakes that you might have saved. And the absolute best thing beyond just booking this match WWE can do is book a finish too. I think there's really great arguments for the result for both ways, for the main event here of Cody and Solo. But I love that they've booked it, and I want to just love it wholeheartedly without fearing that we're going to get a schmoz and a DQ.
Of course we're getting a schmoz.
Why? Why would you not show at the start of WrestleMania week that you are willing to deliver the best pro wrestling in the world for at least 7 days? Like, why would you not? This is your big week, the most people paying attention. Huge stakes you've established. Like, they put it out front on Friday that they're both we knew this anyway, because we watch all the time, but they're both undefeated. The stakes are really high either side. Cody's confidence, either he's a shattered at the worst time here, or he gets the win over Solo to prove he can beat Roman too. Like, I think you do it. I think you show the guts ahead of making the big calls on Sunday and Saturday too.
I think that Triple H is going to beat Cody Rhodes with the assistance of the Bloodline, of course, to set up Solo Sikoa as a Backlash title challenger to Cody Rhodes.
That's the way I would go to. I want Cody to lose tonight. I think that's a I just think it's a more interesting result, and Cody's good to go. He's set up. He's ready for Sunday. This is huge for Solo Sikoa. This is what I mean. This is why I'm dreading it not getting a finish.
Like a Brett owner, Jason.
Yeah.
It's great, great.
So that accomplishes the goal of casting doubt over the outcome at WrestleMania, setting up a pay-per-view level challenger in one fell swoop, protecting the undefeated record of Solo Sikoa to establish him as a proper title level challenger.
Give Solo the first, like, he's got agency anyway, but I was going to say this gives him real agency, because last week he took a bollocking off Roman, and this week he beats the guy that Roman then can't beat on Sunday. Why would I need to take bollockings off you anymore? I did what you couldn't. You know, like, there's all of that. And yes, the Usos will help, and there will be interference.
Give nerds, like the one sat opposite me right now, the fear that Cody isn't going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proper drama.
It's a good point, that, yeah. I think if had this been in the old regime, and obviously we don't really know where we are with the new regime, if I'm honest, yeah, I'd have fully anticipated Usos get involved, Kevin and Sammy get involved, and Postman Pierce goes, oh, bollocks, let's make it a six-man. And then I still don't really know.
Could happen too.
Of course it could. Yeah. Triple H is
But I'm hopeful. I'm more hopeful than what I would have been a year ago, for example, that we could get a definitive result here. I'm going to pick it opposite just to make things interesting. I'm going to say Cody beats Solo, and Roman, whether he's there or not, I don't know. Obviously, he's going to be on SmackDown this week. He's suddenly like, oh, bollocks, he's unstoppable.
Yeah. Well, that's the other end of it, isn't it? That's why it's a really good match to book right now if they follow through with the finish.
So the trust comes in.
Mm.
But a year ago, you'd be saying, oh, disqualification.
Yeah.
Because Vince did that exact same thing with, Charlotte Flair, pay-per-view, 100% winning streak was frittered away at Fastlane. I could do that as Solo Sikoa's undefeated streak could be frittered away.
Yep.
Frittered away.
The opener.
The Raw before f***ing WrestleMania.
The opener, if this goes on first and then they set up the tag main event, it'll be a very disheartening thing to have at the start of WrestleMania week, that you've done what they would have always done, which is like try and pop two numbers, basically. Get people in for the start and then get people in for the end as well. I'd like them just to be earnest and like use something they've genuinely achieved here in two unbeaten streaks and a perfect like overlapping of those records at the right time and actually have it count, have it be the main event.
Will this match be bloody loud or not?
Yes.
Because people Cody allowed versus Kaiser wasn't.
I think, to be honest, I think it's just because for those WWE TV fans, now I don't want to generalise, but it's the majority of them, you can tell by the noise, I just think it went a little bit long for their attention spans. I know that sounds really patronising, but like I loved it. It was a bit of me, that match. Like, I wanted to see that with him when he's got
the 3.25 start.
When he's got the belt. Like, I used the Hangman Page example a while ago when he was world champion. Like, he just
certain Page versus Takeshita was better than that.
Well, Page had loads of matches better than that, but like, he was champion. He booked, like, he worked a match on Dynamite that was, like, just fine, but he was as world champion. It's like, there he is. Bless him, there's a champion, ruffle the hair, that kind of thing. And I like that from Cody, but I just don't think that's enough for the fans. I think they want to sing along with the theme, and then they want to wait to be told, right, get up, because the crossroads is coming in a couple of minutes. Like, shorter, sharper shocks.
Brian Alvarez, who made the grey point, and I'm kind of annoyed that I didn't tweet this. I can't remember what match it was in connection to, but he was, like, kind of ridiculing the idea of the WWE babyface saying, these people didn't come here to watch us talk, they came to see us fight. And Alvarez is like, well, actually, it's completely the other way around in reality. Whenever they talk and do the verbal jousting, the fans get up for it. When they get in the ring, they don't. I want this match to be loud. I'll be pretty pissed if it's not. Because it should. You've got a massive undefeated streak, big stakes. This is too big for WWE TV.
Mm?
They better bloody make some noise. That's what wrestling is.
Mm.
Yeah, they do. They sell fights that the people don't want to watch. They want to watch people selling the fight more than they want to watch the fight. Yeah.
But make some noise.
Well, speaking of talking, there is going to be some talking, no doubt, in Miz TV tonight, because he's going to be joined by some legends in Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish Stratus, of course, ahead of their six-woman match at WrestleMania.
I'm shocked and appalled that you didn't say, speaking of speaking, sounds more like your jam, doesn't it? Want to re-record that one?
No, I'm good.
Becky Lynch wants...
You're not above that.
No, I'm not.
Thank you.
She wants another match. Do you see this?
Knocked now. Who wants a match?
Becky Lynch, she wants another match. Have you seen this? You heard about this?
What's this?
She was...
Oh, yes, I did see this.
Being interviewed by Tommy Tiernan, Irish comic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she...
That was not without controversy, was it?
Was it not, that interview?
No.
Ah, I don't know anything about this. What's this?
Apparently, he was saying that... You're not a real athlete, are you?
Ooh.
Saying the usual stuff of, well, obviously it's predetermined.
Yeah.
What is this, 1912?
Yeah.
But it's a combination of all these brilliant things. It's sport, it's theatre, it's storytelling, all the rest of it. Which you think, all right, okay, I've been owned because it's not fake. And what's the fella's name?
Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah, he said the stories aren't particularly sophisticated, though, are they? You can see where it's all going.
Yeah. The worst person you know made a point. Is that onion one?
Yeah.
And I mean, folks, where's the lie?
I couldn't guess every single phase of the Bloodline saga, of course.
Yeah. No, she wants a second match. Apparently, this was like a way of her confirming that she was going to be on this match was going to be on night one. and she was wanting to call herself Becky Two Fights or something, defend the belts the second night, you know, because who cares? Like, but might the fact that they're in with The Miz is what I'm leading to. Might they throw out a challenge, let's say, to the winner of the showcase match for night two?
Or be in it, or is all the spots accounted for?
No, there's one spot left.
Yes, they could make themselves second. Well, I thought, the SmackDown segment with Ronda and Shayna just getting in at the match.
They
just
I saw that.
Yeah, all the qualifiers, and then they just get in. Like, I thought that was leading to Adam Page has put them in. Let's complain to the manager. Adam Pearce has put them in the match. Let's complain to the manager. And who complains to the manager?
Even Chelsea Green. Wires crossed there.
Chelsea Green and Hangman Page. Chelsea Green and Carmella. And in they go. But that's better. Like, they could just say, well, no, it's not just a showcase. It's going to be a tag title match. So have a night one, night two thing, maybe. Mm. And somehow The Miz being host has the right to sign that match.
Yeah.
Is that checks out, does it?
Yeah.
Also, I think the only saving of any of this is Damage Katarl turning on Bayley after they lose.
Yes, please.
And the two of them are battering her in the ring. Bayley has done this thing that is never going to make television ever, where she just tweeted how, like, the three women that she's up against mean quite a lot to her. So them making the save when Damage Katarl are beating her up is quite a nice little moment that salvages something from this dumpster fire of a build and stable. Like, and turns Bayley face at WrestleMania in the process.
Yeah, for tonight, though, some terrible scripted dialogue that goes on too long.
I would say so.
That ended a mass brawl.
Well, but the thing is, when his hand goes up, their mouths go shut. So it's going to have to be a fight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be surprised. Yep. In terms of, like, there's a big showcase preview we're going to get onto in a second. And preemptively, we've got the weigh-in to talk about in a bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In terms of some of the other matches, Theory and Cena, Seth and Logan, anything you expect from them tonight? Or is it one of those ones where they might have to put stuff on, like you say, to fill up the 3 hours, but it doesn't really need a lot more of these matches.
No, I've been quite impressed with how they've shared the focus out. All the stories, if you're big caveat, because of my esteemed colleague opposite me, if you're really into all of this, all the stories have been fairly well tended to. Like, it is, you see. I invoke CM Punk on the SmackDown podcast because the grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. And I think all the stories have been pretty well watered, right? But as a result, there's no angle advancement left. You've got Roman Reigns on SmackDown on Friday, and you've got the Andrew. Like, that's pretty much everything there is left to do. There's not much admin. There's the weigh-in tonight, which is nice. Like, that's a good bit of admin to do for a Monsters match. But otherwise, there's no storyline I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed. So, like, I don't mind video packages at this point.
Stop being so fucking serious, Edge.
Like, Edge bringing Gangrel back, say, you want to bring your demons from beneath? I've got some demons of my own. But all-time a great fantasy booking moment if Christian's come home and he goes down, final burial, and comes back up at WrestleMania through the Brood entrance. They went to hell. We had to go to hell to find the real demon. I think you know the guy. Christian!
It's Christian.
God, I hope not. Christian Cage in AEW is 1,000,000% better than Christian in WWE. Guaranteed.
People love the Brood.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't care. I have no idea why.
You've seen that promo with the three of them?
Mm-hmm.
And we, the freaks, come out at night.
It's rubbish.
Edge just looks like... Edge is doing a more cringeworthy thing than he does now, and he looks like Nick Bockwinkel compared to Gangrel, who, bless his heart, is the worst promo of all time. The worst Major League promo of all time, I think.
But there's a circle that's on fire, you see, and the platform goes up.
In terms of your question...
They're getting that installed for the Cody Vader anyway, aren't they? So they might as well use it for the Brood as well.
I love how you could watch every single episode of Raw and SmackDown before, during, or after Vince was rumoured to be back. And if that rumour had sort of swirled any other week rather than the weeks that it did, you'd be able to point to that episode of Raw or SmackDown and go, yeah, Vince is back. Because Triple H always books something crap on the show because he's an absolute loser. Tonight, I think Austin Theory might... Because Cena's not there, is he? They would have advertised him if he was there. Therefore, he is not there. I think that he is going to cut a promo in the middle of the ring. Realize, okay, we need the segment to build to John Cena's match, and it's kind of a big one. He could put a what's going to happen. John Cena is always concerned with what is going to happen to me after WrestleMania. What's going to happen to John Cena after WrestleMania? Big Photoshop gag on the Titantron of a fully bald John Cena crying. And people are going to go, you know what? That is the hallmark of Vincent Kennedy McMahon. The guy who did blackface and told me to suck his cock has got a way more sophisticated sense of humor than that. Therefore, it must be Vince McMahon and Gorilla. Triple H can kiss my ass.
And broadly with Sidgwick, basically, on all of this. Like, at this point, like, why mess with perfection? We've done it. We made it, guys. Big league week, yeah? 400 tickets left in a 60,000-seat arena.
That is pretty impressive.
Big league week.
Didn't they used to do 80,000 in them shows?
No, the stage is too big, isn't it? Kevin Dunn has his big wank on telly. Two nights a year.
Well, not as good as the Muta retirement show. Doesn't matter what they do.
It's all like North American wrestling's too obsessed with screens, isn't it? I want big letters and stuff.
Yeah, I want big,
like big letters. Big
physical letters. I don't even want like, oh, remember, hey man, Backlash was goaded back in the day with those
pincers.
With those pincers. Those scythes. Don't necessarily need that, but I want big giant letters.
Remember Edge's big chair
that
at the King of the Ring?
Nowhere.
You could like, you got on the game, you could go and climb on the chair and then throw somebody off and then they just bounce six times off the floor.
Best WrestleMania set ever for you?
I really love 17, but I think it was because WWE hadn't been in a stadium for such a long time. It looked bigger.
The hottest and biggest ever.
Yeah.
I've got no nostalgia for the show, but there's something about the aesthetic and soundtrack of 33 that just is unbelievable.
Universal, yeah.
Yeah, Green Light by Pitbull.
Oh,
yeah.
How am I nostalgic for a show I didn't like by a promotion I'd long since stopped caring about?
Yeah, I agree with that. 30 and 38, where it's just WrestleMania in a beautiful, clean design logo.
Noah-esque.
With like the number underneath or just the space for the wrestlers to come out. A massive space, you would think, but AJ Styles banged his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Thick bastard. But that nice triangular space for them to come out with the gorgeous WrestleMania. Sometimes, like, simple is great as long as simple is, like, 100 foot tall and wide.
Like, the wish Noah but good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 30, I remember being at Mania this. Mm-hmm. 34 looked better. 34?
It's
the New Orleans.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, that was weird. Great. Yeah, that's my favorite, I think, actually, 34.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Speaking of WrestleMania, we've got a showcase preview match tonight with a bit of lore going into it, multiple layers of lore, some might say. Obviously, you had the coming together of the Street Profits, Braun Strowman and Ricochet on SmackDown, talking about bald stuff.
Yeah.
But can they coexist, obviously? But on the other side, you've got Alpha Academy, which is, of course, Chad Gable and
Otis,
teaming with Eric and Ivar of the Viking Raiders. So technically, you've got two male models on that team. that break hearts without even meaning to, basically.
That's
I can't remember
right,
which
yeah.
one's which, of like, handsome. You're horrible, and then you're right.
No, it was, you're cute, you not so much. Was that the running
that's,
gag?
Aye, that's the crack.
Crap.
So we're going to have, like, never mind the teams coexisting. Are we going to be asking, can Valhalla and Maxime Dupri coexist on the outside?
On the outside.
Because, like, the last time we saw Valhalla, remember she used spooky eye lore to distract Ricochet? Oh, my God.
I must have forgotten that.
Ricochet was going for, like, his like finisher, his 6:30 or something. And, like, Valhalla just stood there and went, ooh. Like, stared at him, and he was like, whoa, spooky ghost. And then that was the time that the Viking Raiders needed. So Ricochet still hit the move, but missed.
I must have forgot that, which is weird that happened, because I've been reliably informed that SmackDown's good.
Viking Raiders aren't good. Okay. SmackDown's goated, but the Viking Raiders are just bang average. Beyond help. It would seem. It would appear.
It would appear.
I like the idea of the opposite team as well doing a sort of can you top this? Of like Ricochet hits a high-fly move and Montez Ford's like, that's nice, but check this out. And then he does it in 6 foot.
Save that for Mania.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Do a bang average 2¾ star here to no heat, match to no heat, and then do that. Good idea. Which Wilborn, I have to reiterate, that is a very good idea.
Hey, just call me Butter Baby. I'm on a roll.
Speaking of saving it for WrestleMania, did you see the picture of Cody Rhodes from the house show with Braun Strowman?
Yes!
Yes!
Like, if that, like, as, like, Cody Rhodes, top star in waiting, locker room leader, all this sort of stuff, and what I assume is maybe a 6 or 8 man that Ricochet would have also been involved in, has he done that to bait Ricochet into attempting it at WrestleMania to do the Jerry Lawler chicken fight gag when they're in the showcase?
Yes.
It's like, someone gets on the shoulders,
Chad and Otis,
and then, like, Braun's like, come on then, Ricochet, what you get? And Ricochet does it, and he says, get up on my shoulders.
Is Cody what, like, literally last year's WrestleMania with Rick Boogs? I'd hope not, but yeah.
Good as that sounds, Ricochet's acting would ruin the side gag.
Yeah.
What?
You know that old David Seaman clip where he like pretends to rub his eyes. Get me specs.
And he can't even do it because he's above it.
Ow!
My bloody neck.
Who wins? Who gets pinned?
Heels win. And
are Alpha Academy heels?
This match is useless. No, maybe the babyfaces win, and it's something to do with a distraction with the Maximum Male Models.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Whoever the baby faces are, Maxime Dupri is going to distract Otis, and you're going to think, they're not going to bloody coexist at WrestleMania, and they're going to split up. But if you listen to what must happen at WrestleMania, the podcast dropping later this week, all going well, I've got a different idea. There's a bait and switch it plea.
It's for tonight, not to, you know, trample all over that. For tonight, then, how about the heel team are in control and Ricochet's been laid out and they're like, Chad's like, off you go, big guy. And he goes to do the caterpillar and Maxine's like, we can't do that. It'll mess up your tan or something like that. And that's what you say for the big Peppy, WrestleMania potentially.
Peppy.
Yeah.
I also like the idea, because I've just thought of it, obviously Maximum Male Models need to be in and around this match if they're not going to be involved. This is the one time when I will allow Braun Strowman choo-choo to just absolutely fucking clap Marseille and Mansoir, who maybe even you do the thing of they're not even looking, and there's a way you can shoot this where... Let's say Mansoir, because I think he's my favourite right now, is looking at himself in a little hand mirror and suddenly sees behind him Braun Strowman train coming.
That's a very WWE shot, but if they nail that successfully, it looks... You remember it as well, yeah. What's that? Yeah, he just gets closer and closer to his mirror rather than looking over his shoulder.
Turn around, you fucking idiot!
The thing with the Braun Strowman choo-choo spot is that it's only Vince McMahon and WWE that makes it stupid. Like, he's massive. When Braun Strowman was just endlessly charming, him running around and just bouldering over 6 people was great. It was part of the Braun Strowman package. And then at some point, they like added a literal train noise and made him do the choo-choo thing with his arm. And, oh, I hate it now.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Do you remember they were like, okay, but his name's Ricochet, but fans won't get that. put a ricochet noise at the beginning of his
pew, pew. I liked it when Strowman had the choo-choo train noises when he was on one side of the ring, and then he had to get to
the other side. You know, Shane.
And Shane was calling him stupid in promos where he sounded stupid too.
Where in promos where he felt like, is he okay? is he okay?
He's so tired and breathy coming out on stage, isn't he?
Aye.
Yeah, stupid, super guy. Shut up, stupid.
It was like my notes of a promo that I can't be. He said like he was just like stupid or something along those lines. But that was verbatim what he said. Anyway, moving on
to the main event.
Not quite to the weigh-in just yet, because we have a huge match to look forward to, featuring a couple of fan favourites here at What Culture. Baron Corbin versus Rick Boogs goes down tonight with, I think, the story. Mm-hmm. I read this. Obviously, we don't watch Raw Talk. I read that apparently Corbin's like saying, don't hang out with Elias, hang out with this loser instead, basically.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on here. This is maybe him trying to prove that he's worthy of mentoring him?
God, like, bottom of the barrel stuff, isn't it? We've said this, like, it's sometimes unfortunate that you might find yourself in a lower card rivalry, but the idea is you're supposed to move onwards and upwards. A week before WrestleMania when you know any of the card. It couldn't feel more redundant, like, if it tried. There is no single episode of Raw where this match and this story feels more redundant than this one.
Unless you lay some breadcrumbs to the Andrew, though.
Well, I suppose, but...
We could Jericho 1999 now.
That graphic, yeah, that...
Or Dave Meltzer in the 80s with his really cruel...
They did it, that's why. That was last year, wasn't it? They put the graphic on the screen when Madcap Moss won. It said Andre the Giant winner.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, we just take the piss out of them.
I thought you were Chris Jericho.
Oh, God, no.
1999 slash really mean-spirited 80s Dave Meltzer.
Funny names.
Remember his funny nicknames?
Yeah.
Andre the Giant statue?
Yeah. Junk food dog.
Jeez.
And so on.
Very mean-spirited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elias... Rick Boogs wins, and then Elias turns on him anyway, and Corbin's like, I told you. None of it matters. Then none of them are winning the Battle Royal either.
No, obviously.
Bobby Lashley's in the fucking thing.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley's in it. Who else is in it that
LA Knight.
Possibly should win the card? LA Knight.
The Anabolic Warrior one of them.
Anabolic Warrior was another one, yeah.
Yep.
Terrible.
Aye. So that, none of these are winning it.
Guitar shot?
Maybe somewhere in there. Mustafa Ali and Dolph Ziggler's wacky hijinks can cross over as well. And both stories where now it's going on can overlap.
Jesus Christ.
Are you going to SmackDown?
Huh?
Are you going to SmackDown?
No.
Are you going to one of the best pay-per-views of all time on paper? Great.
Love it, man.
Hey, Miller, enjoy me on Drew the Giant. I'm going to suppose I'll have to fill my time with the King of Versus Commander anyway. See you later. Let's talk about this weigh-in then.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar and Omos. This is going to be amazing.
Well, I think the first thing they should do in setting up an awesome all-time weigh-in segment is ask Cody Rhodes for advice.
Yeah.
But after they've done that,
that idiot Paul White to just pick a number. Pick a number that sounds big. That's basically 9/10 of your entire career. Oh. How do you not know to do this?
I want one of two things here.
So either bad.
Either Brock Lesnar stands on a digital scale, right? And he decides, he's got his like, farmer gear on. And then he just looks at the number and he's like, oh, I'm a big boy. So off it comes and he's wearing like one of the sort of like bodybuilder thongs and he's Brock Lesnar. Finn Balor flex, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then Omos gets on and it explodes. Like some pyro comes out of it. Like just a cartoonishly stupid stuff. Or... Brock Lesnar has arranged for some equipment to be shipped from his farm to this Raw. And you know those giant scales where you weigh, like, where you weigh dead cows and that?
Sorry.
Like for the meat market, and like Omos has to step onto that. And so this is how we weigh things back in Saskatchewan.
Ah.
Like that. That's how he's used to weighing things. He didn't realise, despite being a former UFC champion, that a weighing is where you got to get weighed before a fight. He thought it was meat.
This is Triple H. Vince McMahon, sorry, I got them confused. Like, legitimately, I did, because they're the same, one and the same, bit of a feather. This is his baby.
Yeah.
It's a little mad old Vince. It's his baby. Right, okay. Give him something to do and book because he's going to take over the whole thing if we don't appease him with something on which to feed. This is the thing upon which he's feeding. So it's going to be stupid. It's going to be terrible. Hamlet's earnest idea of a good time is also Vince's. As it pertains to wrestling storylines, you are going to get a comedy set of scales. Reinforced scales.
Yes.
Almost scales are three times as big.
Like the Big Show's chair.
Yes.
I love that big chair. He's got a big ass.
I never made that connection.
I've seen
the idea
it.
That he'd have to sit on.
Yeah.
It's not just an instrument.
It's not just a weapon. It's like, I brought this from home.
Big chair. Get that big ass out like when we put you against Jackie Bono. Size that goddamn thing.
He fell over. I thought the ring was going to collapse. I still got Batista, Triple H next.
Yeah, it's going to be Kong, isn't it?
That's going to be absolutely bobbins.
So you're wearing a nappy there, Paul. It's not the first time you shit yourself at WrestleMania. My pal.
10 more years of this. Can you take it? Can you take it? Can you take it, Paul? Get out. Get out and quit. Fat f***. Get out and quit, you fat f***. Can you take it? I'll send you to Ohio. Send you to Ohio and get Rip Rogers to give you a beating.
And Mark, get back in bed with me, young. Do it.
Bitch.
You got 8 more years.
Anyway, let's get you also ahead of the Raw before WrestleMania on Twitter. At WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflet at...
Michael Hamflet.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at...
M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. And make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, our SmackDown and Rampage reviews are available right now. And our review of this show will drop into your feed as soon as it is released if you subscribe. And don't forget, still time to leave us a 5-star review to suggest something short, crap, and wrestling-related for us to review instead of a god-awful segment on tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But for now, it's been the Raw Preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys, thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.